This evening, across the nation, revelers will be ringing in the new year under armed guard. Police snipers and military helicopters will watch over Times Square in New York City. In Los Angeles, Chicago, Washington, and other cities, police are also on alert for terrorist activity. The first New Year's Eve under an orange alert status may keep many partiers at home, even as officials in some cities are urging them to come out and celebrate. NPR's Robert Smith reports from New York.
On the roof of One Times Square, the organizers of tonight's celebration are doing one last test of the crystal ball that will count down to the new year. It moves about halfway up the pole, then starts to descend.
Five, four, three, two, one, Happy New Year!
Now imagine 750,000 people chanting along with them, and you can appreciate what Times Square might sound like tonight. As for what it will look like, think orange. In an unfortunate coincidence, event promoters will be handing out 25,000 free hats, the exact same color as the nation's alert status. And the hats won't be the only orange reminder. 50 square blocks around Times Square will be cordoned off. Every reveler will be scanned by metal detectors. New York City Police Commissioner Ray Kelly listed off the kind of security measures usually reserved for a presidential visit.
Manhole covers will be welded shut. Trash receptacles, mailboxes, newspaper, vending machines will be removed prior to the event.
Heavily armed officers will stand on the corners, anti-sniper teams on the rooftops.
Radiation detectors will be deployed and officers will be on the lookout for any suspicious packages.
New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg says all this obvious security is there so that revelers don't have to think about it.
I want to urge everyone to leave the worrying to the professionals. That's what these security levels are for. They're for professionals. The rest of us, let's go to Times Square. It's going to be a fantastic night.
With all this fuss, it's easy to forget that the Department of Homeland Security says there's no specific terrorist threat to New Year's Eve celebrations. Instead, officials in each city must imagine their own nightmare scenario and then plan accordingly. In Las Vegas, police are watching for danger from the skies. There's a no-fly zone for private aircraft tonight over the Las Vegas Strip, the site of the nation's second-largest celebration. Jerry Bussell is Nevada's Homeland Security Advisor.
It's the first time that we've been at Orange, and it is the New Year celebration, and there's just been a firestorm of activity of what's going on based on Las Vegas was a possible target.
There are similar flight restrictions over Chicago and Washington, D.C. In Los Angeles, they'll ban private aircraft over the Rose Bowl parade tomorrow. As for tonight, L.A. police say they will have heightened patrols, and not just for terrorists. Police Chief William Bratton says they're trying to end the deadly L.A. tradition of firing guns in the air at midnight.
Unfortunately, this city seems to have more than a share of nitwits who just don't understand what goes up must come down. Unfortunately, it doesn't come down the top of their head. It comes down the top of somebody else's.
But with no specific threat, some cities are making do with the same tight security they had last year. In Seattle, where they canceled New Year's Eve celebrations in 1999 because of perceived terrorist threats, everything is proceeding as normal this year. Police Chief Gil Kerlikowski.
This is the fourth year since that millennium cancellation, and we feel that we have a lot of people that in this area that, you know, very well understand that the Seattle Center, the Space Needle, this entire area has been made as safe as humanly possible, given every step that we have taken.
With the security now in place for tonight, the big question is, will the public feel safe enough to come out and enjoy themselves? Tim Tompkins, who represents Times Square businesses, says revelers started showing up early this morning in Times Square.
Especially in times of uncertainty and when people have had a tough year, the value of these rituals and these celebrations grows even greater.
After years of worrying about terrorists, New York planners have learned that fear doesn't keep people away from celebrations like this. The weather does. But it's warmer than usual tonight in Manhattan, and they're expecting over 700,000 people. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.